Hello, my name is Marcia Hotch, and I'm from Klukwan, Alaska. My Tlingit name is Gwinim Tih, and with us we have Kau Jail.
Late Kahena, Joanne Elsie Spud.
And today we're going to share with you phrases about hooligan fishing. Hooligans are fished with dip nets. Instead of hooks, they're actually a fish that is about 12 inches long. We dip net them. And we put them into a bucket. So we will share the Tlingit words with you for dip net, diga.
Diga.
A bucket, k'isha.
K'isha.
Hooligan, sock.
Sock.
Hooligan oil, sock echi.
Sock echi.
There are lots of hooligans. Sock k'shaydihin.
Sock k'shaydihin.
I am dipping for hooligans. Sock achastik.
Sock achastik.
Elsie astik. Elsie is dipping for hooligans.
Elsie astik.
They are dipping for hooligans. Has astik.
Has astik.
Pour the hooligans into the bucket. Wesak isha ka de kanascha.
Wesak isha. Kade kanascha.
Kade kanascha.
Marcia, let's go back to the phrase, there are lots of hooligan, and let me hear you say it very excitedly when you see all of that hooligan coming into Klukwan.
Agana shaydihin wesak. I said it backwards. Sometimes in our Tlingit language, when we're trying to translate from English and put it to Tlingit, our Tlingit language is actually backwards, or English is backwards to the Tlingit language. So a lot of times as we're transcribing, we really have to be careful that we don't change the phrase. So what you just heard happened, I said the phrase actually backwards than the way we first shared. And so, shaydihin, lots there is, hooligans, actually is what I said, and which is proper Tlingit. We have talked about hooligans for several episodes, several lessons here with you. We've shared. One of the things that we also do with hooligans is that we dry it. In fact, just the other day, I had an elder give me a handful of dried hooligans. As they're dipping hooligans, they prepare the hooligans to dry it, smoke dry it. As we're making hooligan oil, I encourage anybody that hasn't really tried hooligan oil, and or maybe you have. I encourage you that it's actually best to try when it's fresh out of the, when it's just freshly cooked. We dip our fish in the hooligan oil. We also use the hooligan oil to make boiled fish. Are there any other ways that you've had it, Elsie?
Just a couple years ago was the first time I had ever even tried it by itself, and it was down at your cooking pot, and normally I would have said no thanks, but I wasn't brave enough to turn you down, so I tried it, and it was okay. And but I do notice when it is in boiled fish that it brings out a certain flavor that's not there when it's not in there. So even though it's not something I use quite as often as a lot of the other Tlingit people, I do make sure that it gets put into the boiled fish when I make it.
We want to thank you for being with us and allowing us to share some of our different ways of subsisting. And I'm sure that there are other ways that I know that the Tsimshians also make hooligan oil. You may have different methods, but this is one of the ways that we do it up here in the Chilkat Valley. We want to thank you for being with us and listening to Tlingit Gaul, Tlingit Time. My name is Marcia Hotch. Gunnachish.
You've been listening to Tlingit Time. Our teachers, Marcia Hotch. Editors are Daniel Henry and Burn Power. Executive producer is Daniel Henry. Special thanks to the Kaysan Dancers' performance of the Tlingit National Anthem and to the clan Klukach Adi. Tlingit Time is underwritten by the Chilkat Indian Village, Chilkat Cruises and Tours, by the Alaska Humanities Forum. Tlingit Time is produced in the studios of KHNS in Haines, Alaska.